Excellent.
Hello, Commissioner.
Thank you. Got it.
All right. You ready, Carla?
Yes.
Very good. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the August 2nd, 2018 session, afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman, Udaley, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during the City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's Office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Very good. Thank you. And before we call the first item, I note that we have a translator, ASL translator. You feel free to move about the room wherever is easiest for you to position yourself, and feel free to take a chair. You don't necessarily have to sit right there if you don't want. First item, please, item 808.
City of Portland, Project Search Pilot Program Report.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, I'm honored this afternoon to present to Council a report on the first year of the Project Search Pilot Internship Program. Several years ago, staff from Community Access Services and Project Search introduced me to this incredible opportunity for the City of Portland. Project Search is an internship program for young adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities. It provides real-world marketable skills that prepare them for future jobs. After hearing about it, I wanted to see it for myself. So I headed to Seattle, where I toured the City of Seattle's supportive employment program for people with intellectual disabilities. I met with their staff, including one of their employees who manages one of the archives of the Planning Bureau. And frankly, I was blown away. With the help of Anna Canwit and the Bureau of Human Resources and the Project Search team, we built this pilot and started it in two bureaus, the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Water Bureau. In October of 2017, we kicked off the first year with five local young adults, and it has exceeded our expectations. Throughout this program, we've learned that it is not only a great experience for the interns, but it's also a powerful experience for our employees. And we have also learned that when we remove barriers and help build a more inclusive workplace, everybody wins. After a successful first year, we are pleased to announce that we have created two paid positions, one in the Water Bureau and one in BES. Project Search has been a transformational pilot program and one of the many programs that I hope we develop at the city that provides pathways towards employment and independence for people of varying abilities. Now I'm happy to introduce our panel, who will speak more in depth about the program, and I'd ask you to come forward. Ani E. Keenan, the Supported Employment Lead at the Bureau of Human Resources. Mer Stevens from Community Access Services. Carol Stalky from the Water Bureau. And Trey Snyder, one of the interns who participated in this program. Before we begin, we have a short video for council and the audience, which was created by Brian Bala, who works with the Water Bureau. And I'd also like to acknowledge the other interns who are here today, Ivory and Per Michael. Thanks for joining us. And now the video.
I'm an intern for Project Search for working with Bureau of Environmental Services at their Columbia Boulevard wastewater plant.
I can fight it at 100 without testing kits in one day.
I'm updating maps in a book and 500 inspections.
I have a great sense of humor.
Trey Schneider.
I'm Per Michael. Dornberg.
Ivory Yasmin Broom.
Project Search came to the City of Portland because of Commissioner Nick Fish. The program model is a proven model. It's been in effect for about 20 years, and it's a nine-month program where interns have the opportunity to experience three different roles at the host business. In this case, the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Water Bureau with the City of Portland. And they get to try out different roles on different teams and do necessary work that helps the business function. And through that experience, learning the lessons, making mistakes and getting mentored through the feedback they get because of them, they get job skills that they can take to work in the real world.
I've been getting along with everyone here. It makes me feel good.
I'm helping create digital records for some stuff in the case that there's an inquiry for through public records for whatever it is that they need.
I felt happy and excited about myself. It feels good to be proud of what I learned and what I accomplished here at the Water Bureau.
The stigmas that I grew up with are not always true everywhere. Here they have understanding and they're willing to work around that and so that when I'm able to get my feet going, they'll be able to run with me.
A couple years ago, someone from Project Search came to see me at City Hall, talked about the program and the way it changes lives. And it's clear that we've tapped into something that's really important. As much as this program benefits people that historically were denied opportunities to do work like this, it also turns out that the people working at my bureaus have really felt lifted by being part of this program. And that they have felt the pride in welcoming new co-workers and helping to remove barriers in the workplace that a generation ago prevented a lot of people in our community from being able to do public service. Very nice. And I think we have all the stars of the video that are here today, so let's give them a round of applause for doing a great job. So who's going first?
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Anna E. Keenan, and I am the Disability Resources and Employment Specialist with the Bureau of Human Resources. And so, as you know, the City of Portland is committed to being an employer of choice for all equity communities, but especially to be a model employer for people with disabilities. So I wanted to provide a little bit of context for the Project Search program by talking a little bit about the unemployment rates for people with disabilities. Because both nationally and locally, unemployment rates for people with disabilities are significantly higher than those of people who don't. So, for example, here in Oregon, the Oregon Office on Disability and Health recently had a report that noted that the people, Oregonians with disabilities, had an unemployment rate of about 25.9%, whereas it was comparatively about 60% for people who did not have disabilities. So people with disabilities were employed at less than half the rate of people without disabilities. and in particular for people who have intellectual and developmental disability. I mean, the statistics are just very shocking. Though the unemployment rate is at least 75%, and there's some recent studies to indicate it could be as high as 85%. Of those who are employed, you know, is it meaningful employment? Is it one where they are actually part of the work community that they're in and not segregated into doing very menial tasks? So, Commissioner Fish noted, you know, Project Search is an internship program that provides work opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so we have a wonderful panel here today to talk about the first phase of the program, which ran from 2017 to 2018. And then later on, I'll talk a little bit about the second phase of the program and our vision for beyond.
Thank you very much. Murr?
Thank you.
My name is Murr Stevens. I'm the Supported Employment Manager for Community Access Services. So the fundamental idea behind Employment First, which is a statewide policy that says that people of working age who have disabilities should have the opportunity to work. And it's the idea is that our lives, the purpose of our lives, should be spent, you know, engaging in the community in ways that are meaningful as well as productive and help us to give us the purpose and the meaning of our lives. And that people who experience intellectual developmental disabilities shouldn't be denied that opportunity and need the supports necessary in order to make that a reality. So, you know, I really come from the perspective that the barriers that people face to employment usually boil down to a lack of experience and a lack of opportunity. And so Project Search, especially Project Search with the City of Portland, is really targeted to take on those specific barriers. And it was really exciting being able to participate in this program. So the model itself is that throughout 9 months, every day, the interns came to work at the Water Bureau and at the Bureau of Environmental Services. They started with an hour in the morning in classroom activities, focused on things like resume writing, professionalism skills, getting ready for a work day in a real working environment. For 5 hours, they went to work doing necessary work in the Water Bureau and BES, doing everything from updating the maps of the water system in our city, digitizing and archiving records, creating lead test kits and distributing them to the households who have requested them, work that needed to get done that in many cases was very difficult for employees to find time to do. And so they were side by side with employees, members of the team. And throughout that program, you know, we really are able to tailor the service that we provide to target the challenges that people are experiencing. Is everybody kind of having a hard time hearing feedback in a way that helps them to implement it and change what they're doing and to grow? Well, let's talk about feedback at work. And throughout the 9 months, we were able to really design a program that meets the needs of the people participating. We had 5 participants, and so that small size lets us really focus on their needs and helping them to grow and to develop into folks that are really excited about taking on work. And so our commitment to graduates, Community Access Services is the provider organization. Once folks have graduated from the program, our commitment is that they are able to find jobs that are better than the jobs they could have gotten prior to the program. And so the city has been an amazing partner in creating 2 jobs specifically for graduates of the program that are really tailored to meet the skills and the abilities of those folks. And so the 3 other people that have graduated come into the services that we provide, where we work with local businesses to tailor positions in those businesses to say we have people who have a superpower and who have proven to the city of Portland that is a necessary, meaningful work, and we can help them do that work for your business and be a benefit all around. So this program took a lot of work from a lot of different bodies in order to administer. So my employer, Community Access Services, we are the provider. My team, the staff on the ground every day, providing job coaching, providing the classroom instruction, making sure that everything was being coordinated appropriately with the various partners. But the City of Portland also did an enormous amount of work to make sure that it was coordinated well. And Commissioner Fish, I want to thank you for lending us the BES teams and the Water Bureau teams, as well as a lot of your staff, to make sure that this went off well. They're an incredible partner to work with. We also work with the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. They sit on the steering committee. They're one of our funding sources. They also provide us their expertise and the supports that people need in order to get hired and get good jobs, as well as Multnomah County Intellectual Developmental Disability Services. They also sit on our steering committee. They're also a funding source. And the State Department of DHS has been an enormous source of the grant money that kicked off this project, as well as some guidance and support throughout this process. And so all of these players coming together to lend their expertise to guide this program forward, I think, is really, really what that success is based upon. And so I think that the power of this model is the real meaningful work that people are doing. For many, many years, the opportunities available to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities really were very limited. In the state of Oregon, sheltered workshops were the name of the game for a long time, and that's a place, it's essentially a segregated work environment where people are doing work that is totally divorced from the impact that it'll have on the world. Piecework, small assembly, packaging, and in a group of people who all have disabilities who often aren't held to standards except that their paycheck will be reduced based on the amount that they produce, and so sub-minimum wage. And the state of Oregon has taken a radical shift away from that in the past few years and has implemented an employment-first perspective. And it's really exciting to be part of Project Search at the City of Portland because it really puts forward the City of Portland as a model of what it could look like for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to be integrated generally into the workplace, to have a niche where they contribute in real and meaningful ways, and they see the impact of their work, their teams need them, and that's just a typical day. And so having the opportunity to really help take those steps forward has been an enormous privilege. And so another thing that I think is really important, and I'll close on this, is that we have the opportunity to use this model with the City of Portland throughout our work to be able to hold up the city as an employer that's willing to take a person with an intellectual and a developmental disability and put them at the center of the workday, and to show other employers in the city that this works. It's a way of getting things done. It's a way of really, helping a team come together, and that supported employment, integrated employment, is a positive thing for everybody. And so we are looking forward to further collaboration. I think that the successes of the five folks that are here today are just incredible. I am embarrassing Trey, I think, right now, but I'm enormously proud of these five folks. Trey Schneider, Benton Young, Ivory Broom, Cynthia Jones, and Per Michael Jarnberg. These five people have done incredible work with the city, and the impact that they've had on everybody in Portland is something that I really hope they are all proud of. And so I really want to thank them for showing everybody what this work really can do.
Well, thank you very much. My list has us going to Carol and then coming back to Trey. So, Carol, is that right?
Yes.
Are you next?
Yeah.
Carol, take it away.
We can wait till the end.
I'm Carol Stolke. I'm the program coordinator in the safety department at the Portland Water Bureau, and also I've been the business liaison for Project Search at the interstate facility. We started Project Search in March of 2017. We planned for 9 months, 6 interns, and 3 rotations. I worked with all of the different departments at Interstate, and we got meaningful work for them. We went through water quality, dispatch, the lab, timekeeping, records management, the GIS, and mapping. I'm constantly building a strong skill set for them to put on the resume and be able to, gain future employment. One thing that I am committing to is continuing to work and find jobs for the remaining interns that we haven't hired at the city as of today. But I commit to them. And I'll work with the different organizations throughout the state. The one thing I wanted to talk about was the impacts on the workplace. One thing that I've observed is just having the interns in our area, we have a more open and compassionate workplace. And I think that's a definition of inclusivity. The impacts I've seen on the interns, from their first day to now is been wonderful. Their self-esteem and confidence went up every time they completed a task and received the praise that we all gave them. And then the proof that it's been a positive experience is after graduation, still to this day, my coworkers come up to me and ask me, you know, where the interns are, and they wish they miss them and they wish that they could come back. I am really happy and excited for any bureaus that can take this opportunity and experience the wonderful growth that we've seen here at the Water Bureau. I strongly recommend the program to go citywide. I've worked with the interns for a long time now, and I see that they have goals, they have aspirations, and they have pride in their work just like any of us. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. And Merv, thank you for joining us today. And let's move a mic over a little bit so he has... And the floor is yours.
I hope I'm done blushing for this one, but seriously.
Oh, you're doing great.
But for record, my name is Trey Schneider, and I was an intern that actually had the distinction of working at BES for my entire rotation. But I'll speak for everyone else, Ivory and for Michael included. But honestly, I don't think any of us had really any idea how much fun we were actually going to have. or any expectations of what was going to happen. So when we walked in first day, I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one that was nervous. But every coworker looked at us, they asked us who we were, and they said hello with a smile. And I mean, Ivory actually worked and had such a rapport that everyone knew that she was coming because you could just hear her and just feel her smile that she had. See, there you go, you're smiling again. But we honestly knew that as city employees, we knew we had standards to set to. And we looked at this and said this could be one of our shots. And we were ready to commit as best we could. And oh boy.
You're doing great.
Mm-hmm. It's not my strong suit, I'll say that.
And your non-strong suits must be really good.
My what?
You seem like you're doing really well.
Thank you. But when we looked at this and we saw what we need and we looked at what was actually needed to be done, we looked at this and we saw a challenge. We looked at this and said, this is work that needs to be done. Let's get this done. And in some cases, we had this work done before the rotations were over, and we had to send our coworkers scrambling to find us more work. So, and honestly, at the end of it, it was bittersweet. We actually were looking at who we had and the connections we had with our coworkers, and everyone knew that, oh, they're here. The intern's here, let's all have fun. It was just we brought something, and I still don't even know what to name it or what we had, but when interns with challenges have the correct support, the right accommodations, and an open and understanding environment, we can be your best employees. We have a determination. We know we're different. We know we're not the same. And we have it to want to prove that we can be just as good as the person sitting next to us. So, and it was honestly bittersweet to know that when our last day approached, I'm pretty sure that I wasn't the only one that looked at my supervisor and said, can I still come in on Monday?
Yeah. Are you coming in on Monday?
Of course I would be.
Well, share.
But I also would know that I was actually offered a job at BES just this last Tuesday, working as what they call the community service aide. And hopefully, once I'm able to pass the correct background checks, that I can start on the 13th of August.
That's great.
So, none of us actually had an idea, and not even our coworkers knew what to expect and what the bar was set. But when we looked at that, we saw the bar, we took it, we ran. So whichever bureau within the city of Portland takes on new interns, or if Commissioner Fish, your department takes on more interns, they have a high bar apparently to follow. That is apparently the next challenge, is to see what us as the pilot has done and to set above that, if they can.
All done. Congratulations on the offer of employment.
Thank you.
Richly deserved. Ms. Keenan, did you want to wrap up?
So obviously, some very positive feedback from the first phase. So I do want to talk a little bit about what's coming up next. The Bureau of Human Resources, as of July 2018, has been coordinating the second phase of the Project Search pilot. So besides facilitating the onboarding of the two new hires for BES and Water, we're also going to be expanding and the internship program to two new bureaus, BHR and Parks. So we'll be connecting 6 to 8 new interns and placing them with work experiences in the two bureaus. So this is a great opportunity for us as a city as well to really begin building the foundation and structure for a citywide supported employment program. So we'll be using the next phase to really be collecting information from internal and external stakeholders on, what are the ways that we can expand and grow the citywide? What are some considerations that we need to take into our thought? And also we'll be connecting with the supported employment programs in the city of Seattle and OHSU, as well as other successful supported employment programs, to kind of do research and evaluation and figure out what were the best practices that we can import to the city of Portland for our supported employment program. And so by next fall, with the rollout of the new class comp structure, a citywide supported employment program will be created. The structure will be created for doing so. And that's really exciting because it's going to offer additional internship and employment opportunities for all people with disabilities here at the city of Portland. So those are the wonderful long-term goal and vision that we have for the next year.
Couldn't do it without you. Mayor, that concludes the both the oral and written report to council. This panel is open to taking questions, and after that, we'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
Very good. And I just want to respond to the comments you just made and say I am enthusiastically supportive of this being a citywide vision. I think it's very, very important that we set the standard and continue to build the momentum that's building not only here in the community but nationally around this important issue. And I want to thank everybody who took the time to testify today and provided a very compelling case on the positive value of this program, not only to those who served as interns, but to the enterprise itself. And anytime I hear somebody say fun, that perks my attention. So I want to thank you all very much for having participated, and I want to thank those in the program who helped support this program. I want to thank the employees in our bureaus who worked to make this a success. Commissioner Fish, I absolutely have to say I admire your efforts here tremendously, and I think it paints a great vision for the city, as I say, and I want to thank you for bringing this forward.
Well, if there are no questions for our panel, we entertain a motion to accept the report.
I would move adoption of the report.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll, Carla.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm very proud to be a Portlander today, and very proud to be an Oregonian, too, after hearing about this effort occurring really at the statewide level. So the efforts to help people with disabilities to have jobs and participate in life just like we do, ups and downs. Do you get for a lot of work, like we do sometimes, not always. So I really want to say, Commissioner Fish, this is a home run. I really admire your leadership in bringing this to the Bureau of Environmental Services and to the Water Bureau, to the Project Search people, and to the Bureau of Human Resources too. And I know Anna Canwit felt very strongly about this as well, our former Director of Human Resources. So, as I said, I'm just very proud to be a Portlander today, and will do everything I can to make sure this program remains. And Trey, you got a lot of weight on your shoulders here, being the first, Trey and Ivy and the others, but I think you're cut out for it. I think you're up for it. So I think you will blaze a trail here that many will follow, and we'll look back at you and when you're and your success, and we'll say, wow, it all started with Trey, Ivy, and Purr, and a few other people. So thank you.
You won't regret it, honestly.
I don't think we will at all.
None of us as interns or Board of Bureau BS have regretted any second that we had.
I'm convinced already we won't have any regrets. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitch, for agreeing to do this program, for the partnership with the Bureau of Human Resources, and particularly for all of the people who are here today, both the interns. It's impressive how many of your colleagues are here to support you and are here to share in the success of this program. And I'm mindful of Ms. Stalky saying that it made the whole workplace kinder as well as more fun. And so thank you to everybody who made this program a success. Commissioner Fish co-sponsored with me the legislation that made the City of Portland a model employer of people with disabilities. So I'm really pleased that Parks is going to be the next bureau to implement the program along with Human Resources. I'm also proud of the fact that the City's Equity Initiative is the only one in the country that looks at first race and also disability and ability. So it's more doing more of the work, and yet there's still so much more to do. So this is a good start, and it shows that it can be done. You know, you have set the bar, as you said, and you others will know that it can be done. And so thank you to everybody who's been involved in this. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Mayor and colleagues, this is a very proud day today. For the bureaus that I have the honor of leading, the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Water Bureau. And Mayor, I want to thank you for your strong words of encouragement. And colleagues, I sincerely hope that we can take this pilot program and bring it to all the bureaus of the city and ultimately create long-term permanent employment for graduates of the program. I have a lot of people to thank this afternoon. I want to begin with my bureau's leadership, especially directors Mike Stewart and Mike Jordan, deputy directors Dawn Uchiyama and Gabe Salmer. They were committed to and supportive of the success of this program from day one. I want to thank the key staff and leadership of the bureaus who work closely with the interns, including Carol and Sophia, James, Michael, and so many others that bought into this and are really the quiet heroes. I want to thank the Project Search team and our partners, Murr, Bob, and Nicholas in particular. I want to thank BHR, past and present. We would not be here today without strong support under the prior and current leadership. And I want to thank Anna E. and Anna and Cyrilda in particular for your leadership and guidance. I want to thank all the organizations that advised us throughout this process, starting with the City of Seattle that embraced this ahead of us but helped show us the way. And I want to thank in particular the Project Search Steering Committee and the Portland Commission on Disability. I want to thank two people on my team, past and present, Senna Lawrence, who's been working on this and she's here today, and Liam Frost, who spent a lot of time both in my office and at the Water Bureau helping to get this right. Lastly, I'd like to thank the interns and their families. And Mayor, if I may I ask the family members that are here as they are able to stand and be recognized? Family members of the interns, and let's. Obviously, we want to thank you for your support and for taking time today to join us. Your children have inspired us with their service to our city and the possibilities for our future. We don't get to spend many days like this celebrating successes and human interest stories that are as compelling as this. And I had the honor in the last 10 years to be involved in a lot of things that I'm proud of. But I'm, as Dan said, I'm especially proud today to be able to accept this report and make a personal commitment to continue to expand this program citywide. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I've given most of my talking points already. I'll just say this. I'll go back to some of the facts that were put out on the table by our panel. 85% unemployment. 85% unemployment. And you heard the compelling nature of the testimony. You heard the benefit of this kind of a program. And again, it's twofold benefit. It's not just a benefit to the interns. It is a benefit to the enterprise. And ultimately, I believe it's a benefit to the community. And while I guess technically I signed up to be the mayor of a city, what I really want to be is the mayor of a community. And this is the kind of program where working with people throughout the community, we find that leveraging point. We find that opportunity to not only do the right thing, but also address some very serious underlying economic injustices that still exist in our community. So, again, thank you to all involved. Thank you again, Commissioner Fish. And yes, I will underscore my commitment to this being a citywide initiative. But I also want to acknowledge and respect the steps, the thoughtful steps that you are taking to make sure that as we do that, it rolls out in a thoughtful and pragmatic way. I enthusiastically vote aye. The report is accepted.
Mayor, since we're a little ahead of schedule, can we get a quick photograph?
Absolutely. We'll take a brief recess.
And can we have the other interns join us for a photograph?